The latest issue is over whether resident assistants, or RAs, who live in dormitories can lead Bible studies in the room that's provided for them by the university. The Associate Director of Housing said last summer they could not. Rather, they could do that on their free time outside the dorm, since RAs are always staff members and need to be perceived as approachable by all students. That religious rule also included the Quran and Torah. The organization challenging this opinion is FIRE, or Foundation for Individual Rights in Education. Its president, David French, says no one is asking that RAs be able to do this while on duty.
That couldn't be done. That would violate the Establishment Clause. But as a private citizen saying, I just want to invite a bunch of guys to my room on my own time to read through the Book of Matthew, I'm sorry, that's as a private citizen.
The Establishment Clause says government cannot prohibit religious practices, but cannot establish them either. University spokesperson Mike Rindo says a policy review is underway to clarify rules about a number of activities RAs hold in their rooms, even jewelry sales.
We've been in the process of reviewing our policies and practices as they relate to religious activity, political, partisan activity, ideological activity, sales activity. And then we're consulting system legal to make sure that we're on solid ground in terms of meeting legal standards.
Last year, the controversial issue was whether students could get service learning credit for religious activity. After a somewhat raucous debate and constitutional review, the university voted that activity involving religious proselytizing could not count for credit. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.